Will you introduce yourself?
John Friedman, yeah. Alderman in the 3rd Ward of Hudson, Chair of the Legal Committee.
So here's my question. Given what the city's attorney said at the end and what the mayor said, what's the point of considering I don't know, what would you call this? Is it a...
It's a local law amendment.
Local law amendment? What's the point if ultimately the city's law or policy supersedes whatever you guys are drafting?
Well, that's one attorney's opinion, and the only thing I think we really know for sure after that statement is that the mayor's running for re-election.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's in the actual law that you wrote up?
Well, it's like we said, we want to keep guns out of City Hall, out of city parks, out of city vehicles. Basically, keep guns away from places where our employees are, since under our Workplace Violence Act, they're all unarmed.
Is it a gun ban that's enforceable?
It's not a gun ban. I don't know if it's an enforceable gun ban. It's a property management scheme.
So how would it be enforced?
With signage, perhaps with magnetotrons. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Did you know, I mean, you guys obviously knew a lot of people were going to come out tonight because of the space change and everything. What was your awareness before the meeting as far as how many people were going to show up? Were you surprised?
I didn't think we were going to get half the population of the city. But it tweaks people to think about anything infringing on their right to own as many guns and bring them everywhere they go, I guess.
Yeah, it's a position that people have strong convictions about.
Clearly.
Are you guys going to hold another forum at some point where you're going to allow more people to talk? Or?
No, I can't imagine why we would ever want to encourage people to try and engage in a civic conversation when clearly they can't.
Okay. Don?
You know, we have a local law under consideration. We will bring it up at some point in a meeting where there is less emotion and try to deal with the facts. Right now, it's not possible in this sort of a charged environment to bring up the facts.
Okay. Can you tell me your name and
Don Moore, I'm the Common Council President.
It's because it's for radio. They can't see.
I understand.
Okay. I see. The motivation for drafting it, though, was it was an immediate response to the Newtown Newton shooting.
The motivation was to examine what our responsibilities as a city are in terms of the jurisdiction over which we have responsibility and authority. We saw that we have a workplace violence policy. We looked and said we have a responsibility to city employees and children on city facilities. That's my view. And we were exploring whether or not there is a way to better protect the people who work and who visit and participate in programs on our property.
Thank you both.